You're listening to Network Europe with me, Richard Walker. Now to Germany and the storm in a wine glass over apples and the definition of wine. Apple wine, known in Germany as Äpfelwein, has a long and rich tradition in the state of Hesse. Last week, Hessians were outraged to discover an EU proposal to define wine as a product only made from grapes. Faced with this potential rebranding as an alcoholic wine-style apple-based beverage, Hesse's state premier, Roland Koch, leapt to the defence of his state's favourite drink.
Apple wine, or Äpfelwein, as it's called in Frankfurter dialect, has been poured down thirsty Frankfurt gullets, at least since the early 1600s, when an apple wine purity law was passed that's still in force today. The law means that Äpfelwein must be made from 100% apple juice, with no added sugar, water or carbonation. It has around 5% alcohol, and it's a pure natural product, says Johanna Höhl from the Hessian Apple Wine and Fruit Juice Association.
We only use apples, and these primarily come from traditional style apple orchards, where the trees aren't fertilised or sprayed. Then these apples are pressed and the juice fermented, which means wine is made in an absolutely natural way.
A staggering 80% of Germany's apple wine production is consumed within a 100-kilometre radius of Frankfurt. Legend has it that it was the corpulent Emperor Karl the Great who discovered the drink when he accidentally sat on an apple and squeezed out all the juice. But, says Johanna Höhl, there is a more rational explanation for this local tradition of apple wine.
In the middle of the 1600s, there were a whole load of vineyards here, and then the great phylloxera, a pest related to aphids, turned up. And there were also some climactic changes, and the vines around Frankfurt just gave up the ghost. At the same time, the city expanded, and people started to plant apple trees to feed the increasing population.
After being a thirst quencher for more than three centuries, apple wine is today very much part of Frankfurt's cultural identity. There are Äpfelwein festivals and fairs throughout the year, Äpfelwein poetry competitions, and there's even a tram, the Äpfelwein Express, that tours Frankfurt's tourist sites and numerous apple wine pubs. Many of these apple wine taverns even refuse to serve other alcoholic drinks. And how the apple wine is served is also strictly regulated by tradition, as Ellen from the Zum Feuerrädchen Tavern explains.
Here people usually order apple wine in a jug called a Bembel. That's a stoneware jug in a sort of grey and blue design. And the glasses are called Gerippten. They've got a kind of diamond pattern cut inside of the glass and outside. And they're kind of typical.
German apple wine is quite different from English cider and French cidre. It's sour, sometimes bitingly so. I have to admit that I prefer wine of the grape variety. But in true Hessian style, my friend Andy isn't daunted by the prospect of drinking the Bembel on his own.
Let's put some in. Yummy, looks very good. It's got a golden colour. I personally like to drink it pure, whereas other people mix it with sparkling water. Or you can mix it, some people do that, you can mix it with lemonade, but purists say you can't do that at all. I don't really care. I love it pure and simple. Cheers.
Kate Hairsine, Deutsche Welle Radio, Frankfurt.